Lord, get Charlie on the line. Charlie? We're putting on the war paint. We're getting our swords out. We're taking the runway. And we will have vengeance. Yes, we will. God, our God will bring us vengeance about this. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Charlie's family. We thank you, Lord, Erica, right? Erica and the children, all of his followers, which many are in this room. Oh, Lord, thank you for them allowing you to heal their hearts, make them strong, and become warriors that will fight the battle. And Father, we thank you for Charlie. We thank you, Lord, for all that he's done. I mean, you talk about precision. Well done, good and faithful servant. I was reminded of what Jesus did when Stephen was martyred. When Stephen looked up, Jesus stood up next to the Father. Jesus is standing up for Charlie. He's standing up for Charlie today. And so, Father, we thank you for Charlie Kirk. We thank you, Lord, that his voice is going to be heard because now it's going to multiply because we've sown the seed into the heavenlies. We're not going to stop. Brother Copeland taught me something a long time ago, and I stand by it and with it, and that's when the guys are flying off those aircraft carriers, if their buddy goes down, you still take the runway. We're not going down. We're taking the runway. We're going to speak out more than ever. And I believe the young people of America are going to speak out more than ever. So if you feel any grief, if you feel any, I know it's hard to think about him being gone, but he's happy. He's seen Jesus. You can't get any happier than that. But I believe there'll be a whole army of replacements. And I think some of them are in this room. We'll stand up for America and it being a nation of God. Amen. So, Father, we thank you. I thank you for healing all hearts in the room. And I thank you, Lord, that we grab hold of our victory just like Charlie would if he were here. And, Lord, whatever you want to do, you're a miracle God. Somebody could go over there and pray and raise him from the dead if we needed to. But if he's already there happy with you, and I suspect that's the truth, then we just thank you for the time he spent here, those 31 years. We thank you for the goodness, and Lord, we bless his family. And Lord, we'll help any way we can. In Jesus' name, we lift up James to you. We thank you, Lord. That's Cherie's brother, right? Margaret's son. Father, we thank you, Lord, for bringing that temperature down and him going to the right place at the right time to get the right help. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it, Lord. Now, Father, if there be any symptoms left over from another round of COVID on anybody within the sound of my voice, I declare every symptom leave in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the life and the light of the Zoe life of God that penetrates our body in the name of Jesus. Amen. So if y'all didn't get this, y'all get it? Yeah, okay. I was raised with cowboys and Indians, so. When the Indians got mad, they went and got their stuff and put it on, and praise God. Who are we mad at? The devil. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. You guys have a good time. Charlie wants you to be cheerful, so cheer up. Praise the Lord. Let's go to Psalm 102:13. We're going to hit it again because we really want to do this right now. Listen, there shouldn't be any open spots. So in the name of Jesus, I declare The angelic forces protecting President Trump and all those that stand with him and all of us in Jesus' name. I thank you for that, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We need to be watchmen on the wall. Psalm 102:13, you will arise and have mercy on Zion for the time to favor her. Yes, the set time has come. Now, we began talking to you this last Sunday about favor and the fact that it's a set time of favor. I want to just continue on that now, and I want to read to you Genesis 37:3. This is Joseph. Now Israel, that's Jacob, right? God changed his name to Israel. Israel loved Joseph more than all his children because he was the son of his old age. And really the secret is he was the son of Rachel, who he really, 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 really loved, right? Okay. So, and he made a coat of many colors. So Dolly wasn't the only one who got the coat of many colors, right? All right. So Jacob loved Joseph more than all of his other kids. And so, hey, just if you're real new to the Bible, Jacob had 12 sons and they became the tribes of Israel, okay? And so Joseph was one of the sons that he ended up giving. The tribes went to his two children, Ephraim and Manasseh, and then Dan and Reuben and Zebulun and Naphtali and Judah and Levi and all those guys got their portion. But that's all the sons there. But Jacob loved Joseph. And so, you know, he loved all his children, but he really loved Joseph. And so we would actually say nowadays that Joseph was his favorite, okay? He favored Joseph. He gave him this coat of many colors and whatever it was all made of, and the coat was a message from Jacob to Joseph. It was a message, and it signified Joseph's special place in his father's heart, and so it's a coat of favor. It's a special coat of unconditional approval, okay? And so this is how Joseph felt. Father has elevated me above the rest of you. Now that's how he felt. Well, we know that was a bad move for Joseph. He flaunted that coat, and his brothers were already jealous because just their upbringing of picking out one kid and loving one kid more than another. You can imagine. So they took the coat off of him, they beat him, they throw him in the pit, and they sell him to slave traders. But when they sold him to the slave traders, the favor didn't leave him. So it wasn't the coat. It was actually the favor of God. And God favored him because favor always comes with an assignment. God is favoring you in this set time because he has an assignment for you. There's always a purpose for it. And so Joseph had this particular assignment that he was going to be on. So for him, he probably shouldn't have cast his pearls before the swine, you know. He should have kept it to himself. Listen, only share your dreams with those who will appreciate them. Don't tell your dreams to everybody. Even some of the family members are going to say, "Now, honey, you know you can't do that. You can't be that." So if God says you can, you can. So I want to plant this thought in you. Parents will elevate their children above other children in the world. Yeah? Yeah, you will. Don't mess with Toby. That's my boy. Okay, so you all love your children, but if we all had our kids here together, you'd be taking care of your children first. That's just the way it is. God loves his children like that. God loves his children like that. And this is something that you need to get in your thoughts, that God loves you like you're his favorite. And so Joseph had a heavenly father who favored him. And even when he was a slave, even when he was in prison, he's still getting this favor. I mean, when he got to Potiphar's house, he wasn't locked up anywhere. He was running the place. Then he ran the prison. And then he's laying in there. He prophesies to some guys. And after a while, what happens? He goes from the pit to the palace. One night he's in the prison running the place. And the next night he's sleeping in satin sheets and has a butler, you know. Pretty good. Praise the Lord. Isn't that interesting? Things could change in a night. Things could change in one night if you have, God has given you something that other people need. They'll pick you. Amen. That's how that cabinet got picked in America. They all had what he needed. Amen. This is how it works, but there's something on you that people need right now, and God's got an assignment for you. And that's why he's showing you favor. So favor isn't just because he wants you to have a pleasant and wonderful life, although he does, but also because he's got a plan. And favor helps push the plan down the road. Amen. We found favor when we got this building. Well, it wasn't just because God wanted to be sweet to me. He wanted a place for us to meet, right?
Yes.
Amen. Happens all the time. So, favor was going to keep working. We talked about it being in a set time on Sunday, and we're in a set time. So you're like, oh, I don't. This was really bad. What happened today? Things are going to happen, but you keep going, and you keep believing. You don't know what all was behind all that. You don't know whose guard was down or who did what or what was said or anything else. But I'm telling you, you keep your guard up. You keep your mouth right. You keep doing what God called you to do, and you're going to run on through. Amen. So I want to say some things to you to help you get just this deeper revelation. And that first thing, of course, was that Father highly regards his children. He watches over us. He protects us. He guides us. He corrects us. And he blesses us. But we have to take that by faith. We have to receive it. It's all already done for us, but we have to receive it. So you really need to see yourself as God's favorite. So that means you're going to have to jerk that religious stuff out of you, that false humility out, and just say, you know what, I'm God's favorite. Because here's the truth. God is El Shaddai. And he can have as many favorites as he wants to. I was just almost sure I was Pastor John's favorite. And my bubble started getting popped after a little while. And I was like, this cannot be. I know I'm his favorite. And I would tell people, I know I'm his favorite. And then, you know, he had all these pastors under him and everything. And so he got rid of all of them except for eight of us. So I went, well, at least I'm in the top eight. Right? And then on the day before his funeral, they called me and wanted me to speak at his funeral. And the only other family member, there was only one other family member that didn't speak. So I thought, I am his favorite. But I didn't speak because I couldn't. I was a little bit too choked up that day. But I mean, I really thought. But see, Pastor John had something about him. You thought you were his favorite. She's not his favorite. I'm his favorite. I mean, people would tell me that. You know, Pastor John, he always said I was his favorite. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Anyway, but God can do it. God can see you as his favorite. You need to see you as his favorite. Amen? And so this is even better. Think about it like this. You're the firstborn child. That's a good place to be, especially if you were Jewish. It's a very good place to be. And so you say, well, I thought Jesus was. Well, he is. But we're the joint heir. So we're not second. We are first with him.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. You got to get that.
Yeah.
So you first born again, and he shares his complete inheritance with you. So you're equal now on the side of God. So don't think that's haughty or prideful to see yourself as favorite. It's a good thing. Favor is always working behind the scenes. Joseph couldn't see anything but prison walls for that long time, but God was working. You're going to have to trust that favor is working for you right now. Favor flows. You can step into a situation and watch the favor flow and just start changing things. People will start changing their thoughts about you or give you a different answer or choose you for something or decide something different. Rule, the favor changes rules. It will. It'll change. Maybe you couldn't get a permit, you'll get one. Amen. So it'll change an old situation. And favor's flowing. It's always flowing. It's moving. Favor will accelerate your destiny in life. Things that may have taken years to develop in the past can actually just take a short time when you're seasoned with favor. And I've said this to you 1,000 times, that one day of favor is worth 1,000 days of labor. And that is the truth. I know personally that I've stood before a project and gone, oh, this is what Amanda would say, oh, my Lanta. And I'm like, how are we going to get this done? And then the trucks will start rolling in and the people start coming and people saying, we're here to help. Stuff like that has happened. When we had Snowmageddon, I was standing at my well and the pipes had burst and up at my well, and I couldn't get the thing to move. And I mean, I was freezing out there, and I just stood there and said, Jesus, you're going to have to help me with this. And as soon as I said it, my neighbor from across the field said, Roxy, you need some help. And he came over there, Mike's his name, and he spent hours helping me get that stuff fixed. And then, of course, John came along and got it all fixed up. It'll never happen again. It's all covered and good. But favor happens, and it'll happen when you need it. It'll happen for you every day if you let it. Favor brings ease. The days that came hard come easier. We're in a set time. It doesn't have to be hard. Is there persecution? Yes, church. Are there things happening? Yes, we still live in this world. But you can take a lane of favor, and you can go easy further than you ever have before, because this is a set time. The path has been cleared right now. This is God's time. People are getting saved. The Great Awakening is here. Things are moving. You got to believe that. And one of the things that comes with this is favor. So, do you realize that because of the favor of God, your entire world could change by tomorrow morning? It's happened. There's someone could call you when you get home tonight and say, hey, I've got something. I need to talk to you about it. It could happen. Amen. Or you could meet someone, or you could, whatever the case may be, or God could heal your body in a brand new way, or give you a revelation that would just change your whole world. Amen. We should be looking for those things. So Joseph went from the pit to the prison to the palace. He went to sleep in the prison cell and ended up on a satin pillow in a royal residence with a personal attendant outside the door. That's pretty good. And so that could happen to you. Now, here's a few things that you'll want to do. Before we talk about that, let me say just a couple more things to you. I am declaring that this is the year that you are going to go beyond the favor of Princess Parking. Princess Parking is wonderful. It's a great thing, especially when there's only a few parking places and you're trying to, you have a reservation at the restaurant or something, you need to get in there, whatever the case may be. It's nice. I don't mind walking from in the parking lot, but if you need to get in and out or something, it's perfect. But we need to get beyond just some Princess Parking. We need to go deeper. We need to believe God for effectual doors to open, for things, for us to be able to go through, for us to see things like we've never seen before, operate in the gifts. I think what the Lord's going to have us do together next Wednesday night, probably in our circle, is talk about the gifts of the Spirit. But we need to know that God favors us enough to use those. And it's about being available. It's not about being a preacher. It's about being available. And it's about being edified and taught by the fivefold. And if you're gathered in like that, God can use you. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Okay, so let me just say this. Be grateful for everything that happens and mention it. And I said that to you before, but I need to mention it to you again just before I go on. Be grateful, and then favor will increase. So John ran to the store today. We needed to get a breaker. When we built the house, Toby put in these certain breakers, and they were faulty at the time. And most of them have popped over and over, and little by little we replaced them and have been replacing them. Today John went in there and the guy said, bring all those in here, and you should get free ones for them.
Wow.
And so I told John, I said, that's the favor of God right there. That's the favor of God. Recognize those little things like that. When you get something you didn't get before, if you start being grateful for the little things, get out of that entitlement stuff. Well, they should have. Well, it's a favor of God. They didn't have to. I mean, we've known the company's actually where I came from in San Marcos, and we've known them for a long time, and my son's worked with them for a long time. But we needed that now, and here it came. It'll be there when you need it. It's going to be there when you need it. Whatever you need will be there when you need it. Because you're on assignment. And favor is helping you through these places. Amen.
Amen.
Y'all okay?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. So, you may not have thought of this, but do you realize that favor, there's favor for health? I studied this. I hadn't thought about this, but there's a scripture that you know very well, 3 John 1, 2. It says, Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. And when you dig down into that scripture, it invokes a wish instead of a prayer. And I use wish lightly, a desire of God, a desire of God. So there's this desire from Holy Spirit. It's not just John praying for that, but it's his desire that you be in health.
That's right.
So he wants to give it to you.
Yeah.
He wants to favor you with health.
Right.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I hadn't really thought about that before, but it's there. It's there for us. And so it's a spiritual declaration instead of just a prayer asking God. God wants me to be healthy and wealthy. Okay, so this should be our inspiration as well as a guide. Because John's writing under that inspiration, right? He's pronouncing favorable health upon the reader of the letter. So this tells us two things. God wants the healthy, and he'll show us favor for health. The second is that we can pronounce health and favor. And that's what we need to be doing. That's kind of where people, I think, fall off. God has all these good plans for you, but unless you open your mouth and get on the unseen side with him, nothing happens. You just keep looping and fussing. And why doesn't it? And I don't know why it doesn't. Why did God? Why did God? God didn't. You did it. Praise the Lord. So, but then on the other side of that too, there's favor for finances. Listen, God knows that money answers all things. I just quoted you a scripture. Ecclesiastes 10:19 says money answers all things. What does that mean? It means that money can solve a lot of problems. God uses that currency in the earth. Men use that currency in the earth. God uses prayer currency. But he understands that. And money can eliminate a lot of worry for people and stress. And it can improve the quality of your life. including your health. Yeah, because it takes money to have some good health sometimes. Because vitamins are expensive. It's true. You should see all the vitamins I take. It's crazy. But it works. It works. But if you didn't have it, what are you going to do? And then if you needed to go see your friendly chiropractor or your massage therapist, it costs money. So it's related. Hopefully you won't have to go to the hospital and spend money because you'll take care of yourself first. Get over it, church. The Bible talks about money a lot. Will you get persecuted for being a prosperity person? Probably. But you'll be comfortable while they're doing it. And people that do that don't understand how much we give. They don't understand what we're doing. We have the privilege of being able to give because we have finances. Amen. And we do a lot of it. So another thing that it does is it gives you more time with your family. I've heard so many stories from young men who said, my mama was a single mama and she had to work three jobs to take care of us kids. And I think, oh, thank you, Jesus. My daddy worked all the days of his life. We didn't have that at our house, but I feel sorry for those that they did, because if they'd have had something, life could have been easier. Brother Bill Winston had to go downstairs to watch Superman on somebody else's TV. He put on a Superman shirt and went down to the neighbors. He'd knock on the door and say, and they said, come on in, watch Superman. It's good to have good neighbors, right? But he could have been the one with the TV who had neighbors that could come. That's better. It's better to get to be the giver than the receiver, isn't it? It's better to be on that side, I think. Instead of living like you owe me because I'm broke. We don't owe you anything if you're broke. You owe it to yourself to find out what Jesus said about finances. And we're favored right now. Amen? Praise the Lord. Well, I didn't mean to take that much time, but anyway, I guess we needed it. Let me make this statement and we'll move on. Here's the truth about it. Money's a good thing if you keep it in perspective. And that would mean this. It serves you. You don't serve it. You're not greedy. You're not worried. You're not. See, poor people can serve money just as much as rich people can that are greedy. It's about the love of money. That's all it's about. And most of the people who serve money hate the prosperity message. Go figure. Well, I'm telling you right now, I'm not serving money. Money's serving me. Finances will serve me. We're just about to have a big faith project. We need two new air conditioners in the church, in the back room. They're $17,000 a piece. And God is going to favor us, and we're going to get those things. Amen. Not going to go through another hot summer. Amen. We're getting new stuff. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. All right. We'll start finishing up here. A major part of our lives is getting along with people. Right? Get along with people. Relationships are important. And they could be very rewarding or they could be very difficult. We all know that. And we both, all of us have had both of those in life somewhere, right? So relationships demand mercy. They demand grace, patience. They need gentleness. They need kindness. They need love. In life, you're going to deal with people on so many different levels. Some of them are extra grace required, And then some of them will just favor you like nobody's business. Some of them are self-starters. Some of them will be there. Some of them are so loyal. And some of them are like, I tell you, I'll be there next Tuesday, and then they don't show up and don't text or anything. Can't count on them. There's all kinds of people in the world. That second group doesn't work for me, but praise the Lord. Did y'all get that?
Yeah.
Don't be silly about that. Why have employees work for you that won't show up or at least call you and say, listen, I've got something going on? Ain't happening. Praise the Lord. Am I mean, y'all? Okay. It's the truth. So if you own a business now, how many of y'all own a business? Okay. So if you own a business, you need favor. Because people need to choose you. They need to buy from you. And when you have favor with them, they will buy from you. I want to go back to not showing up and not calling in. Why not? If anybody listening within the sound of my voice, if you have trouble with that, just make a quality decision today that you're going to show up no matter what. But if you have to miss, you'll call in and tell someone why you can't come. So we have something we go by here. If Susanna can't show up to do her job here, she will call in and get someone to take her place. And then the place is filled. And one of the leaders knows about it. Well, Danny will know about it. And so that's real easy. I don't have trouble with people needing to take off work. I just have trouble with people not calling in and telling me they're going to take off work. Right? That's the thing. Amen. People have stuff they need to do. Sometimes they go through things. So I don't know who that was for out there, but I hope I helped you. Because that's as easy as it can work. And I pray that you have a good boss that doesn't just gripe you out if you miss a day. But you can still do it right. Amen. Amen. Stop running and hiding.
Yes.
Just get up front.
Yeah.
I really feel like that helped somebody tonight. Praise the Lord. All right. Favor over your neighborhood. That's a good thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. The Lord will favor you so much you'll actually mow your yard so your neighbors will be happy with you. Amen. I'm going to go on past that one. Okay. So, you need favor at work. You need favor for anything you're doing in your business area. Your work will bring frustration or satisfaction. There's nothing worse than working a job that you can't stand. You got to work at a job that you get satisfaction. It's going to bring bounty or it's going to bring lack. You're going to make that decision too. It's going to have purpose, significance, or indifference and aimlessness. And favor is going to guide you to the customers, the jobs, the ministries, the things that you need to do that will actually not seem aimless. There's something that makes it worth it. Like David's job. David works out in the public, but it's a pure ministry. Every client he has, he's ministering to. Mata has that kind of job. I just met somebody yesterday who knows you. Evidently, you minister to them because they love you. But the favor on it changes things, church. This, your life doesn't have to be hard and everything just trying to make it. You have this easy button. It's called the power of God. And he'll help you with it. And people will come back and tell you that they're satisfied with your ministry or what you're doing or whatever it might be. I was thinking about, we were here yesterday for prayer meeting, and Patty said, we were here one day, and you walked up to me and you prophesied, you're going to have a son, and his name's going to be Joshua. Well, I came back another time and said, you're going to have a son, and he's not from your own loins, and his name is Joshua. Well, her son-in-law's name is Joshua. And she's grateful that that word came through and it matched what she had been believing for, right?
Yeah.
Because she named her son Joshua, but he didn't show up from her loins. So, but then he did show up. So it helped that God has favored me with an anointing to prophesy to you so that you can confirm what God is saying to you. Don't take that lightly. And you have the gifts too. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, we're almost done here. I'm just talking to you tonight. You need favor for travel.
Yes.
You need favor for travel. You need to be able to move through things swiftly. I've always had good favor for travel. I've been to Cozumel, Mexico, 15 times because it was my favorite place to go snorkel. And in the old days, when you were going through the passport place and you're getting your luggage, in the old days, they had a traffic light up there. And if you remember it? And when it turned red, that means you're stopped and they're going through your luggage. 15 times I was on green. 15 times on green. Praise the Lord. That's good. I think about things like that. You're like, well, Pastor, that's such a little thing. No, it isn't. No, I could have stood in line. I mean, I didn't have anything they shouldn't see in my bag. But it saves time. It's more time for fun. It's more time to do whatever you need to do. Amen. It's important. All these little things. Plus, you're grateful for that, and then it brings the increase. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Here's how we activate it. Grateful will bring multiply. Grateful will bring multiplications. That's the favor of God. Oh, that's the favor of God. Look at that. That's the favor of God. They bring you extra chips. That's the favor of God. I had a consultation yesterday, and the getting checked out for some stuff I need to get checked out for, and the consultation was $95. And when they went to ring me up, the man says, that'll be $50 for them. They're creatures of God. So for me and Deb, the consultation was only $50. Now that's the favor of God. That was just yesterday. And I want you to know what I'm claiming. Favor every day. Favor every day. Something every day. If it's Princess Parking, if it's whatever it is, favor every day. No getting blocked in any sales. No getting blocked in what we're doing. No getting blocked in the travel. No getting blocked in hearing God. No getting blocked in anything. Favor. Wherever you need it. Favor with the law. Favor with the IRS. Favor with the lawyer. Favor with the judge. Favor with bureaucracy. Favor wherever you need it, there's favor. Favor with your contractor. Favor with your person you're contracting for. Favor where your next job's going to be. Favor. Favor with government officials. Favor with the pastor. I say over y'all every day, I find great favor with the congregation of Victory Church. I say that every day. I name a few other names off, and when I do, it happens. But I find favor with y'all. And almost every service, someone comes up to me afterwards and says, I'm so glad I go to church here. Because I find favor with people. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. And he gets the glory. Praise God. It's him. And he, yeah, I know, Lord, I'm your favorite. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So you use that gratefulness. Be aware of it. It's just life. Stuff like that happens to me all the time. Because of God, y'all. Okay, here's the other big one. You already know it. God's favor is activated by your confession. Confess in Latin. It comes from Latin, and it means to agree with or to say the same thing. Agree with God. He says he's given you a set time of favor. Take it. Take the favor. I have favor that this microphone is going to get fixed in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. So to say the same thing verbally that God has said about you in the Word is not fantasy. It's exercising your authority. If he says, it is my desire that Jana be in health and prospers as her soul prospers, then she can agree with that. He said, my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory, not according to what's going on in the neighborhood or at your business. God can bring the answer. I just need to say this. Get out of the way. Let favor come on through. I don't know why. I don't know why. I don't know why. I don't know why. Stop it. And just say yes. That's a favor of God. That's a favor of God. How many of y'all had a favor of God this week? What'd you get, Ramona? What's a favor?
I got a mattress.
You got a new mattress. Praise the Lord. What'd you get, Susanna? Amen. Praise God. Yeah. What about you, Mata?
I got to spend 3 days with my sisters.
Oh, that is the favor of God. Who over here?
Chris.
What'd you find favor with Chris?
He was higher, and she asked for a discount, and he said, no, I can give it. She said, we want it anyway.
Glory to God.
Yeah. Yes.
Amen.
That's good.
Amen.
You know, praise the Lord. I totally get that. People try to, this is what we'd say in Texas, finagle with you about stuff. Nothing's more aggravating than a preacher going in and saying, do y'all have preacher discounts?
Oh, yeah.
We ought to be the ones that can pay for stuff. Not go in there and act like we need a discount. I don't need a discount. If God arranges something, that's fine.
That's right.
But I don't need a discount for shotgun shells.
That's right.
It's a story. People do that. We've had a few meetings of people that say, let's go over to HEB and we'll ask them to donate our hot dogs. I'm like, no, let's go over to HEB and buy them.
Yeah.
We don't need donation.
That's right.
Let's just buy them. God's got money.
Yeah.
We got to shake that stuff off. So, yeah, I'm going to work for you, and I'm a little higher price than maybe the other guy. Yeah, but I'll do a better job.
Yes.
And they pick you. Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. Confession, right? Because when you say it out loud and you say it long enough, it'll finally begin to seep down into your heart and in your mind.
Yes.
You got to keep saying, I find favor with God, man. I find favor with God, man. I'm growing in the favor of God in my life. And wisdom and the stature and the favor of God and man, just like Jesus did. Step by step, I'm growing into it. So then these things start coming out of your mouth. And you start flowing from experience rather than just beginning faith. Church, if you'll ever get your faith rolling, it doesn't take much to ignite it on the next thing. Just learn to use it. It's not always going to be some huge mountain every time. You can begin to take the mountains. Every day doesn't have to be a hard day. But you don't know. Well, I know this. I know I came from every day being the manic Monday.
Yeah.
And I know when I found out God was good and that he favored me and that my life could have blessing on it and that God wasn't tearing me up to teach me a lesson, then I begin to have a lot of good days. I don't have bad Mondays. Every day you'll have an opportunity for something. Just don't take it. Just don't take it. There's an opportunity right now for us to be bawling and crying about Charlie, but we're not taking it. We love him. We certainly respect what the family's going through, what America's going through. But I'm standing up for Charlie.
Yes.
We have to stand up for him right now and be who God called us to be. Amen. You know why? Because we're victors. We're not victims. Well, everything's going to go to hell in a handbasket because the bad guys are killing the good guys.
Nope.
But what about the people who were in faith and they died? That shouldn't affect your faith. You need to go by what the Word says, not who left early. Miss Caminetti just left, which is shocking to me. She's a year younger than me. I don't know what happened. And I don't know if y'all know this, she's an original Sparky. Sparkies were the thermostats 30 years ago. Okay. Gloria Copeland, Miss Billy Brim, Miss Caminetti, all of them, they got together and they prayed, and they call them the Sparkies because things happened when they prayed. Amen. And so, you know, we hate to let her go, but we just get up and do what we do. And thank God for her life and all the time she had here. Amen? I can, Lord. Andrew Womack and Keith Moore have the very best handle on heaven and going to heaven. Have y'all ever noticed that? It's like, oh, yeah, they went to heaven. Because to them, it's like, oh, they went to Fort Worth. We'll miss people, but we got to know, y'all, we're all going. We're all going. We need to get that struggle out of us. We're going to be with Virginia. We're going to be with Miss Kathy. We're going to be with Miss Bess and the family, with your daddy, my daddy. They probably know each other. We'll be with them for eternity. This is so short. That's why we got to use this favor and get things done and get the kingdom done. Help people get saved. People are getting saved. Have y'all seen the Brazil revival? Oh, my word. Praise the Lord. It is going strong. So anyway, the power of confession, I'll finish right now, which I didn't. Well, I had a lot of notes left. I'll mention this one thing to you. Solving problems for others is connected to favor. How about we end with that? Solving problems. If you have favor on your life, you can help people solve problems. Think of it like this. If you drove up on somebody who needed a wrench and you had one, you're solving a problem, right? Favor is a wrench. Favor will help you. The idea that you're favored. What if somebody needed to get in somewhere and you could say, I know somebody over there. I know somebody. I know somebody who will help you. Amen. Think about that. Man, you just set me up, Lord. That's good. Guess what, y'all? Whatever's going on with you, I know somebody. I know somebody, and he'll help you. I don't care what it's all entangled, what all is messed up. It's time for you to live good. It's time for you to be okay. It's time for you to step over those logs. It's time for you to feel better about yourself. Get out of that condemnation. Get up off that couch and do something. Amen? Love God. Love God's people. Help God's people. Keep your screwdrivers where you can find them all the time. Don't let the kids run off with them. You're like, Pastor, what does that have to do with anything? I don't know. I just thought it was kind of important. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare favor in every area of your life, our lives, over the people today, over their families, over their work, the people that they know and love, their health, their wealth, for those that they care about, all their health and wealth, their finances, their travels, and every aspect of their lives. I pray that over our precious people tonight in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that everyone here will choose to recognize and accept the favor of God and to walk in all of its benefits in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's receive our tithes and offering tonight. I really would like to ask y'all to begin to join me to put your faith out for these new air conditioners we need. God will do it. We'll find favor. For one thing, we'll find favor with whoever puts them in. And number two, we find favor with God and he'll bring in the funds. So if you'll just put your faith on it. I'm not taking up a collection. I was teasing John. I said, we'll lock the doors. No, we don't do that. We'll just, that the funds will come in for the air conditioner. God always does it. Praise the Lord. I was telling Pastor Casey, I don't look at the financial trends of Victory Church. Well, in the summer it goes low, and in the winter it goes here. And I don't look at trend. I look at God. I'm not living by trends. I'm living by my faith in God. And I haven't missed a paycheck in a long, 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 long time. Amen. Praise God. Come on, y'all. Father, we thank you for favor on the finances tonight. Favor on the tithing. Favor on the giving. Favor on it. We thank you, Lord, for those that are giving online, that they can give to VCHL on the amount they want to give. 73256. Click the link and finish your gift in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.